That's right. You got Elkhorn behind us right now. The track is called Keras from a fine compilation put together by our good pal Scott McDowell, erstwhile host of the Long Rally program here on WFMU. Still does some great fill-ins from time to time. His label, Kith and Kin. His comp came out in 2018, Freedom of the Press. Sun Watcher's brand new one on Trouble in Mind is called Music is Victory Over Time. From it, we heard Foams. Tarzana, new music from them. Reptile Enclosure MIR version. Pacific City from a split with Sun Ara called Aqua X. Melina's great new LP, also on Trouble in Mind, called Ahura. We heard a track called K2 and Flaming Fire from 2006's perhaps transparent release, Celesticide. We heard It Was a Dark Night, and it's about to be, friends. Take care of yourselves. Take good care of yourselves as you wait for Hardy White to take over with Miracle Nutrition here on WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM worldwide. Online at WFMU.org. Take it away, Hardy White. Bye.
Hello, everybody. I'm beloved American character actor Eugene Paulette. I played Friar Tuck in Robin Hood and also a cop in lots of William Powell movies. I'm kidding. Actually, it's Hardy, and I just came back from London, where I got inspired and COVID. So my voice is a little weird. If I was doing a tribute to Eugene Paulette, this would be perfect. I've been very excited. However, it's not so good to do a show. And while I have many, many stories I want to share with you about my travels, I feel like now is not the time. So I put together yet another clip show. Good God. So I'm going to be sick and fired. No. Some of these have actually never been played before. So that's not so bad, right? And there's always new listeners, because every week you alienate 20% of the audience and get a fresh 20%. That's what somebody told me when I got into radio. I don't know if that's true or not. Oh, bless you. Anyway, I should be eating lemons or whatever they tell you to do for this. I'm sure. I don't know where I got it exactly. There was lots and lots of people there, but we weren't in a small space together. But I've never seen so many people. So also there was a protest with about 300,000 people. But I think they have to all be in the same small club to get that. And so I don't know how I got it. Also, my brain is very foggy. It's very strange. I feel like I'm thinking with somebody else's brain. And I've obviously turned into Lou. Well, without further ado, I have put together a little special show, and I'm kind of excited about it because I've curated it. And that, what's that mean? Well, to curate something means to dry it out like a kind of fruit. And it brings out the flavor. It makes it sweeter if you take out all the moisture. And that's why old people are so sweet, because they're raisiny. Oh, raisins are full of sunshine. That's what the ad tells us. Some fruits are good dried. Others are not good dried. They have to be professionally dried, usually. If they just dry it on the counter, doesn't seem right. Because I have grapes dried all the time, but I wouldn't eat them. And yet, I'll pay for a whole sack of them. Strange. That's a lie. I don't know that I bought raisins unless it's for a recipe, and then I end up picking them out. That's how they get you. That's how you know there's some kind of mind control in the fruit. Oh, well, bless you so much. They always say further ado. I don't even know what ado is. So without more talking, maybe ado is just a lot of extra nonsensical talking. So let's get rid of that and get started, shall we? I'm exploring space. I'm exploring the whole universe. This isn't my car. It's the flying sub. Or something else. It's on the radio. It's Artie's show.
Oh, my friends, there is one room and many doors.
Oh, I love this one.
The universe that we live in.
One room, many doors.
One big hotel.
It's my favorite episode.
I mentioned before about a recurring dream I have about
I can't believe it's a repeat, but I'm really happy.
I've mentioned it so many times that this show is becoming a recurring dream about a hotel.
Oh, I love this one.
But if something keeps popping up in your imagination or in your unconscious or something, you ought to take a good hard look at it.
Came into town and he was wearing pants.
Nice pants.
All the people asked him, "What kind of pants you wearing there, partner?" He responded, "I'm wearing friendship pants. They protect me and give me strength." And all the people gathered around because they were fascinated by the stranger's pants of confidence. And they asked him how they could get such garments that were woven from the bonds of human kindness and affection.
"How can I get pants?"
"Follow me," said the man with the pants and the colorful mind.
"Follow me.
Follow me."
Pants.
Over
You know who you are, and you may be entitled. Boop, bop, de beep. I'm a person from your past. Hear me out.
Call now. It's free.
An actual person answered and looked me up. Bang!
Call now.
$100 a month. That's $1,200 a year. $12,000 in 10 years. 800.
That's 1-800-HIGH-FREE-TREE. Hate heaven, fine hero. Call now.
If you're from the past, hear me out.
Call 1-800-HIGH-FREE-TREE. Hate heaven, fine hero. That's 1-800-HIGH-FREE-TREE. Hate heaven, fine hero. Now. Call now.
I thought I couldn't get any more money, but I called and boom, bang, boom. 10, 20, 30 times. 100,000 times 3 is 3 million.
Call now. Call now. Call now.
Boop, bop, da, bing, bing, bang, bang. Boop, boop, boom. Beam,
call
bop,
now.
Boop. Poops.
Do you remember me?
Not from a television show, but
from your dreams.
Disguised as old teachers or
forgotten cousins.
I dwell in the recesses
of your memories.
But I am alive.
A parasite.
I am alive and I reside
inside.
I am inside you.
A living memory.
When you remember, you create me.
Do you remember me?
When you remember.
Money. Now.
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 I called to get everything I deserve.
Money, 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 money.
Now, 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 now.
If you really need to know, then you've got to call my caring psychic family. If you have a question, I know we can help you too. Best of all, you get 25 free minutes to start. I want you to pick up the phone and give us a try. This call is free.
Hi, I have a question.
How did it go?
It was incredible. Now, my psychic really understood how I felt. And I know now that Mark really loves me. I'm so happy.
I love
you. I know.
Pick up the phone now. Now, 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 now. And get 25 free minutes. Tell them just a thank you.
Call 1-800-2-
The following program is brought to you in living color.
It's Nigel Hollis with his guest, Blue Register, Unfunny Man Drops Coward, Pocket Goddess Wally Monroe, and a visit from the Odd Guy. And now here's Noel.
Thank you, Oliver. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Big show tonight. Lots to do. Lou Register is here. Pocket Goddess. Qualia Monroe and the Odd Guy, ladies and gentlemen. Don, how was your weekend? Oh, Don.
Oh, Mouse.
Did I wake you?
No, I was attending to my organ.
Well, you booped your organ.
Oh, I just booped it there.
I'm just saying. Anyway, lots to do tonight on the show, so we'll be right back, everybody, with Lou Register.
Seven awards for
I am Odd Guy. I have powers beyond imagination travel at my might. I am the greatest performer because of my inability to perform. You both pity me and see me as an agent of Chow's.
Chow's?
Delight at my Chow's. Acting prowess. I laugh at your inability to dismiss me and your fascination with me as an object of both ridicule and love.
The odd guy, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, fantastic. He's an agent of Chow's, Don.
Oh, I did not know that. That's not easy.
Agent of Chow's.
Agent of Chow's. I believe that's a reference to the old Buck Henry series, Got Smort.
All right. Well, my first guest is not only a talented unloader of boxes and loader of boxes, but he's also my roommate and completely uninteresting. I'm going to welcome. Nobody else welcome. Oh, gosh, say low register, everybody. Get out here.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody. Beady boop, beady boop, beady boop dip. 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 Dip, 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 dip,
Hardy's Tavern, where the anti-elitists drink defeated. Hardy's not here. Lou speaking. Oh, yes. We are open from the hours of 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., noon to 2 p.m., and then 8 p.m. until closing, which is whenever. Okie dokie. Hope to see you then.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Don!
Don!
Hey, Don, how's life treating you?
Pretty good. I love working at Life. And we just got a whack-a-mole in the break room.
Now, you work at the Life Cereal Company, right?
No, Game of Life.
Oh, right.
You can learn about life if you play the Game of Life. And that's all in quotes, because the game is supposed to be existentialist and ironic. The game is a grind, just like the real thing.
I don't know, Butchie. I find life challenging and rewarding.
Board games are called that because they make you bored.
No, they can really help develop the mind. My friend got a master's in criminal science from John Jay by turning in his thesis, which was essentially the board game Clue.
I bet he's now the Colonel Mustard Chair of Homicide at Monopoly State.
No, he's a trained cop, I will have you know.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Hans.
Hans. Man, I could use a drink.
What happened?
Have you seen the corner of Davis and Main?
In theory, daily. But what about it?
It's gone. The corner is gone? The building, the Hilbert Hotel. They tore it down. I thought there was a bunch of people who were raising money to save it.
That's a historic hotel with infinite reason to keep it going.
Well, it ain't there. Not even a pile of rubble.
I'll be. I remember when they tore down my grandmother's house. It just takes so long to sink in that it's gone, especially if you're still living in it like we were. It was day 3 we noticed because it had been pretty overcast up until then, and then that was the first day that we rolled out of what we thought was our bed and was really the bare ground and said, wow, the house is gone.
Are they going to build something there?
Maybe a mattress store. That's the one corner where there isn't one.
Oh, yeah. Those corners were all gas stations. And then they were drug stores. And now mattress stores as our society transitions from driving to drugs and then to just sleeping.
That hotel was where I first got my start. In the lozenger lounge. Those were the days. Sophisticated. I'd sing a few tunes and then do this skit where I was a monkey who got sunburn on his bottom. They loved me. I would try to spank myself and then go, ow, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's weird that it was there 1 minute and gone the next.
Yeah, like everyone who ever lived.
Good point. But a hotel is sort of big. I mean, where's the rubble?
Landfill? And why hasn't there been any noise? Well, come to think of it, there were trees on the lot. How is that possible?
Time rift thing. Jinx.
It's some time thing. It'll probably be back when Hardy's back from the 70s. He's doing an extended appearance on a television show. Oh, which one?
Oh, I don't think we have it in our universe. It's all alt stuff he does. Still, he just loves the process, not the fame.
Yeah, good thing. I think he's playing General Seating on MASHU.
MASHU? Mobile Army Surgical Hospital Unit.
I remember when he played the neighbor on Not in My Family.
Or when he was on Chimps, that bar run by bonobos. He was assistant coach Dumbass.
Yeah, and he'd be like, no, it's Dumas.
Yeah, I wouldn't sweat it, Hans. I bet when Hardy gets back, the hotel will be back where it's supposed to be.
Why does he have to use that thing anyway? Oh, come on. It's because he's old and his doesn't work. Have pity. No, I mean the time machine.
Oh, well, if you have a time hammer, every problem is a time nail.
Yeah, why can't he just live in the present with the rest of us? It's often not clear where the present is, so I see his point.
Hands up who follows you. Hands go down, clowns go down too. If I were you, I'd save my pride and call a ride, cause there ain't no round two. I go and flip a credit to debit. You better regret it, you're headed towards rancher and bread and meta heaven. I get it, you're rented a dented vintage pinto with window tinted bubbles. Trouble only runs on leaded. Now you regret it, Bubba's rubbing a limousine using criminal Vaseline. Now he's popping up on the scene, pill popping obscene. He's drunk when he's mean, I mean he's off and not clean. You're a good court jester, not a good night Irene. You're a good court jester, not a good night Irene. Clowns go down too. Ain't no round two.
What'd you say was inside of me? What's it called, anatomy? Don't you mean calamity? It had to be handed me. I didn't come here with a plan to be. What's this all about, man, mad at me? Listen, no misunderstanding, see? Glad to meet sad sandman. Dream cursing my right hand while my left hand stands like a cartoon man with a yokai face on a palm. Cause it all went wrong. Or was always right. Tight like the butt of a nervous Baptist. No, I've just now seen this. Witnessed a witless cleanness. I call them baby pleases, and now they worship Croesus. He is the richest dead man, little life of power and leisure. But like I said, he's dead man. Last moment was a world of pain. He attained nothing insane. Whose time is this anyway? Whose time is this anyway?
Attention. Attention, everyone. I would like to welcome you all here today to my home. I hope you all enjoy the opera Sylvia Louise's The Dinner Party you are now attending.
It was lovely.
And now dinner will be served.
Tonight, we will be eating the courses slightly out of order. First, the appetizer, which is usually served last. It is corn.
I have heard of this. It is delicious.
Marco, do put your cigar away. Can't that wait until after dinner?
It's not a cigar. It's a wooden case for my personal steak knife.
We might not even be having steak.
It can be used for corn as well.
Attention. Apparently the entire staff has quit and taken the corn with them. Shall we retire to the drawing room?
Yes. Roberta, please play us something on the piano. Oh,
right. I think it's time for everyone to go.
Let us go.
The world is no more than a play of images superimposed on a wall.
That's why I believe there's no so-called free will. Everything stems from one source, which contains it all. This thing called time makes us see causes. Things don't cause things. They dwell next to each other in a landscape.
Attention! Attention!
What is it, Lou?
I have made a special treat for breakfast. Something a little out of the ordinary.
What?
Corn.
Cornflakes?
Corn.
Grits?
No grits. Raw corn. Here. Enjoy.
I can't eat this. I can't physically eat this.
Just because it isn't cooked?
This is popcorn.
No, popcorn is light and fluffy.
Oh, this is unpopped popcorn. It's all dried out.
Just splash some milk on it. It'll come back to life.
It doesn't work that way. You're an idiot.
No, I'm inventive. I like to take chances. So this one didn't work. So what? Mistakes are necessary to advance humanity intellectually. Also for survival.
I'm having oatmeal. Who wants some?
Me.
Suit yourself.
Also, I'm writing an opera called The Dinner Party You Are Now Attending. So, Hardy, are you doing that radio interview again?
Yeah, for the 200th time or something.
Will you ever get it right?
Who knows? No more right than the show. How many hundreds of shows have you done? You know there's only one show. No, I mean outside of time.
Who knows? Lots. It's weird to be able to do the same show over and over again, but still people only hear the one show.
That's time travel for you. Well, I just want to get it right.
You should just do the one and move on. I'm just living the one life, unlike you guys.
So I live multiple lives as multiple people in multiple timelines. So what?
I don't know. I guess I just don't feel any need to get things right. Once through is enough for me.
Well, that's admirable. It's lazy.
Lazy might come in handy. You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
No, you don't know.
You don't know.
Stop it, both of you.
Doesn't it get boring living the same events over and over again?
No, because it's always different.
How so?
Well, you can walk over a bridge the same way every day, and it might be the same bridge, but every day you might see it from slightly different angles. The same forest is not the same if you aren't the same.
Excuse me, James.
Yes?
This is a lovely party, but I can't seem to leave.
What do you mean?
I mean, every time I try to leave, I can't seem to do it.
Oh, I know the problem. It's the door. It has to be open. Here. Oh, I feel absolutely foolish. Don't. I've made the same mistake before and ended up almost killing everyone at the party after days without food or water. Well, thank you again for a lovely evening. We may be the ruling class, but frankly, I couldn't find my rectum without one of those rectum maps. Cheers, Reggie. Come again.
I am on the bridge that crosses the current, and wonder of wonders, it isn't the water that runs under the bridge, but the bridge that moves the water.
Where are we going?
I have a commission, and I need your help.
What kind of commission?
It's a cathedral.
What, are we going to cast a bell?
No.
Oh, are we going to paint it like Michael da Vinci?
There's no...
That's not even... No.
We're not going to paint it?
Man, I'd love a crack at painting a big biblical scene inside a cathedral. I'd paint Pinchas stabbing Zimri while he lay with his Midianite princess. Stab, stab, stab.
Man, that's harsh. Harsh gives you something to think about.
Well, we don't have to paint anything.
I'd paint Balaam's donkey.
And then everything else around it, flowers. The thing is, we don't have to paint anything.
So what will we be doing?
The abbot wants the walls covered with spoken word.
Oh, so sign painting.
No, I speak the words to the walls. It's a cathedral of sound and hope. Here it is.
Wow, it's nice.
Man, I wish I could paint those walls with biblical gore.
So what do we do?
I don't know. I'm gonna try doing our thing and see if it somehow covers the walls.
This is too weird. Well, hello, friends.
I don't see anything.
Welcome. It's so good that you could join me. You know, it's so important that we are here together like this. And,
what?
I don't know. It feels forced. Keep going. One should always do what's the best in any given...
You sound unsure.
I am. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose the battle of... No, that's not how that goes.
Hey, the walls are starting to crack. Watch out.
What the heck? The walls are crumbling.
What did you do?
I don't know. You weren't speaking from the heart. I was unsure.
Let's get out of here. The place is coming down.
You're going nowhere. Can't you hear me? Slow down. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go.
I miss my grandma. She was a voodoo mamba. She told me never put my shoes under the bed. I miss my grandma. My grandma's dead.
All right. Listen, I have to stop this right here. So, is this a joke?
A joke? No, it's my song. It's about my grandma. She was an incredible person.
A dead grandma song. Man, seriously?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
No offense, but this is bad with a capital fail. It's like it makes me want to tear my ears off of my skull bad.
Okay, so you're not interested.
I'm interested. Listen, sorry, man, but yeah, not really what we're looking for.
I'll just have to try someplace else.
I don't think anyone's going to be interested, frankly. If you want my advice, if there is some copy, some hard copy or something you can burn it.
Like a disc?
No, I mean like in a fire, burn it up. If it's just a file, erase it forever.
It's just, I loved my grandma, and this song sort of came to me, so I recorded it. I never thought it was the best song ever or anything, but I thought it sounded sort of cool.
No.
All right, well, thanks for your time.
No problem. You know what? Second thought, could you leave a copy here with me?
All right.
Thanks.
What was it you wanted to see me about, Captain?
I want you to see this.
Ah.
Well?
It's a sample of sailcloth that someone has smeared some paint on. Are we in the market for new sails?
No, it's a painting.
Ah.
My painting. I'm not just a pirate, Captain. I'm also an artist.
How about that?
What do you think?
About what?
About my painting.
What you do in your own time is none of my business, sir.
What do you think of this painting? Do you like it?
Of course.
It's very realistic, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I feel I could reach right in there and grab that banana with a sword sticking out of it.
Banana? It's a ship.
Ah, a banana ship.
No, not a banana ship, a schooner.
Clever that they disguised it as a banana. Good camouflage for the tropics.
There's no banana involved. That's the hull, and the yellow color is the glow of the sun at dusk.
I see.
You obviously know nothing about art.
I am a bosun, after all.
Of course. I'm a fool for putting such a simple, unsophisticated wretch such as yourself on the spot to evaluate something as sublime as a fine oil painting.
No problem, Captain. I know nothing about art, sir. My only hobby is this.
Good Lord.
It's scrimshaw, Captain. I've carved the story of our journeys on here. Here's a portrait of yourself and the first mate. Here's Hispaniola and the Summers Islands. Took me 5 years so far.
Oh.
I know it's crude.
Mm-hmm. So what is that carved on, whalebone?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know how I feel about that.
It's problematic, I know.
I think I will deposit my painting in the apple barrel now.
Ow!
The hotel room. Are you sure we got everything?
Yes.
Did you look in the drawers?
Yes.
Under the bed?
There was no under the bed. It was solid.
Did you put anything in the closet?
No.
Or the safe?
The safe? What would I put in the safe?
I don't know. Maybe we should go back and check the room again.
Hardy, there's nothing there. We packed up. You have everything you came with.
You have your special pillow.
Yes, thank you and all. I do have it. Just relax. You haven't forgotten anything.
The lost bird.
So that's why I don't take cream in my coffee.
Oh, I always thought you were lactose intolerant.
Nah, I'm everything else intolerant, though.
Morning, Hardy.
I can't find the bird. She's gone.
Oh, no.
She's not in her cage.
Maybe she's perched on a bookshelf somewhere.
I've looked everywhere. You have to help me find her.
Hang on. We'll look in every room. No one has opened any doors this morning, so there's no way she flew out. The storm last night spooked her, maybe. I'll check all the nooks and crannies.
We have to find her. Something might happen to her.
We will, man. Don't worry. Butchie, are you going to help?
No.
Man, why not? Hardy is super upset. Let's help him find his bird.
There is no bird.
What?
There is no bird. He hasn't had a pet bird in 30 years.
But...
he's still half asleep.
Hardy, there's no bird.
Oh. Oh, right. Oh, I was dreaming, I guess.
Yeah, no need to fear losing that bird. It's long dead. Good morning, by the way.
Bartholomew!
You can't live here anymore, you worthless waif whose parents are dead. Off with you.
Poor Bartholomew.
Off with you.
Poor Bartholomew.
Why are you back? Be gone with you.
Dirty shoes. Dirty shoes.
Why are you back?
You better be on your way to school. Dirty shoes.
Come with me to the hunting cabin.
Bartholomew.
You look so pretty. I kept these bed sheets your parents were wrapped in so you could wear them as a dress.
Come with me to the hunting cabin.
Dead parent girl, come sell these breads. Dead parent girl, stay with the cart until I get back.
Bartholomew.
Bartholomew! Dead parent girl.
Never forget me. Also, collect all the golden bicycles. Collect all the golden bicycles. Collect all the golden bicycles.
Categories. Names of third stooges. Shemp.
Curly. Joe Besser.
Curly Joe Derita.
Emil Sitka.
Now wait. That one's debatable. They never filmed anything with him as a third stooge, I don't think.
Start over.
All right. Categories. Names of George Orwell novels. The Clergyman's Daughter.
Coming Up for Air.
Down and Out in Paris and London.
Now wait. Is that a novel or is that nonfiction?
Oh, for Pete's sake, this is stupid.
I just want to make sure we're following the rules.
Oh, I love rules. When I'm trying to have fun, make some more rules so I can have loads of fun.
Now, Butchie, we have to have rules. How will we know who wins?
Just look for the person who isn't humiliated and crushed by loss, and that's your winner.
Has this ever happened to you, or will it ever happen to you? You awake one morning to find that you are a hungover Victor Frankenstein.
Oh, God.
Sammy Spyro, this is Victor Frankenstein calling. Yes, it may indeed be pronounced Frankenstein. I don't really remember, and that's part of the reason I'm calling. I know that I was supposed to attend a party at your house last night, but darn it, this morning I seem to have no memory of the night before. So I was wondering, was I... Oh, I was I? Oh, I hope my behavior was... it was it? Well, nothing I hope to... Oh, my God. Oh, please, for God's sakes, apologize to your mother. Oh, dear Lord. Well, I am truly sorry. I did that. So, Sammy, from what you're telling me, it wasn't really me who caused most of the trouble, but this so-called monster that I made. Out of human cadaver parts. Yes, I got that part, Sammy. Sammy, I can't tell you how ashamed I am of my behavior. Did I give you any indication of what my motivation was with this animated corpse monster episode of mine? Oh, so a bit of a god complex, you say. I'm not arguing with you, Sammy. It's one thing to be the life of the party, but to create life at a party might be the line. Is that a fair assumption, Sam? Technically, Frankenstein is not the monster. I see what you're saying. No, Sam. Sorry.
This will be our house. And we will live our lives here together in love. And we will grow old together. Then, one of us will die. And the other will live on here alone in a museum of grief.
There is no Hearty White. There has never been a Hearty White. There is no Hearty White.
This is Late Night Overseas Radio with George Howe, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you in the middle of the night from far, far away to stimulate your imagination and to keep you company when you are alone, because you are, in fact, alone. Are you alone? You might want to be, because what I am about to relate to you is of such a nature that it is best kept secret. The government doesn't want you to know. The church doesn't want you to know. Corporations don't want you to know. Your parents don't want you to know. Heck, I don't want you to know. But I am compelled to tell you, because a good story should never be hoarded. And this is a good story, ladies and gentlemen. It came to my attention when I met a mysterious fellow in a quaint pub years ago, and he told me of a man named Hearty White. At least they assumed it was a man and assumed that was his name, because he was a strange and mysterious figure who insisted he had just returned from ancient Tibet. That's right, not modern Tibet, but ancient Tibet. He also said he had been to the Middle Ages in France and talked with blind Kabbalists about the future of the world. Now, all this might sound fantastic if it weren't for the fact that he consistently proved himself right in all the predictions he gave, which have now come true. It was a few years back, but he said that a submarine from a long-ago war would be raised from the depths of the sea at the same time a modern one sunk. And in fact, the Civil War submarine, the Hunley, came up, salvaged, just as the Russian sub, the Kursk, was sinking. This is a fact no one could have known unless they had traveled time. Oh, George, it's so late and you're so far away, you're scaring me. Nonsense. We know there are mysterious people abounding, that there are things right around the corner we cannot either see or predict. The only thing we can predict is that the world is unpredictable and full of secrets. The least I can do is tell you about some, about how this fellow Hearty White faded in and out of my vision as I was talking to him. He briefly became other people who didn't know anything about Hearty. He faded away once and turned into a tourist from Ireland who was shocked when I insisted he finished telling me about the Red Feast ritual in Tibet. I wonder if that tourist was in some way Hearty and didn't know it, or completely different altogether.
They used to have schools, what they call comedy schools.
Oh, man, that's too many words.
Hey, kid, tell me about your science fair project.
I investigated the epigenetic regulation of gene expression in induced pluripotent stem cells to determine how cellular reprogramming occurs.
Okay. And what's this? Hey, tell me about your project.
I spray-painted a turd, and now I have a golden poop.
Oh, man! That's great! Oh, perfect! First prize.
If that's what I said, what kind of friend am I? Some people live on islands. If that's who I am, what kind of who am I? No one's an island. If you laughed at me, then I'm laughed at. If you needed me, then I'll be there. If you laughed at me, then I'm laughed at. If you needed me, then I'll be there. If you laughed at me, then I'm laughed at. If you needed me, then I'll be there. If you laughed at me, then I'm laughed at. If you needed me, then I'll be there. Across the muted, faded palette of the gods, you stand out like violet. My prayer begins that we are killers in our hearts. Lonely and violent. If you laughed at me, then I'm laughed at. If you needed me, then I'll be there. If you laughed at me, then I'm laughed at. If you needed me, then I'll be there. If you laughed at me, then I'm laughed at. If you needed me, then I'll be there. If you laughed at me, then I'm laughed at. If you needed me, then I'll be there. Beloved, please erase the nightmares from my sleep. Let my dreams be light again. I close my eyes and see my eyes are looking back. The sky is my blanket. If you laughed at me, then I'm laughed at. If you needed me, then I'll be there. If you laughed at me, then I'm laughed at. If you needed me, then I'll be there. If you laughed at me, then I'm laughed at. If you needed me, then I'll be there. If you laughed at me, then I'm laughed at. If you needed me, then I'll be there. If it were up to me, I'd set the sea on fire. The waves light the heavens. If I could see into the future of my heart, I'd leap to the heavens. If you laughed at me, then I'm laughed at. If you needed me, then I'll be there. If you laughed at me, then I'm laughed at. If you needed me, then I'll be there. If you laughed at me, then I'm laughed at. If you needed me, then I'll be there. If you laughed at me, then I'm laughed at. If you needed me, then I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there.
Magic, the manic doodles, the 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 magic, the manic doodles.
I got tie treads, I got purebreds, I got rose beds, the deadheads made of roses and deadheads lead pipes. I got just a pinch, I got a black goldfinch, I got chains, I chains of chain men. I chains of storefronts, called the pantsmen or shortlins or the slacks. I got a daddy tax. I have more packs than Pac-Man attacks. I got children. I have baby children. I have baby children made of torn corn mags and corn. I got yarn. I got yarn tied around brooms that look like ladies. I have dance shows. I have snow plows once a year and plow snow like a snow plow pro. I say lots of babies. I lie daily. I feel twittery and emaily. I got succeed genes and I got some genes failing. I eat tripe in May. I get stoned on stone day and payday. I sneeze at sneezy fever hay. I say hey when I mean hi hey. I type yeah when I mean yay hey. I have yoo-hoo day and a spruce day. I don't care or am I care may. I sell wax with all may. I lock my guns in a safe way. I pour beer on a pupae. I wax nostalgic for a public sub. I own a brew pub. I loathe pub fare and sailor grub. I like one uncle, not Uncle Bob. I wrap heads and heads wrap poobah hat. I smell a smell, smell rat. Jasper in a backwoods word for strange cat.
Going to school no more.
Miss Crabtree ain't gonna like that.
That old bag. She can go jump in a lake for all I care.
Don't look now. That's not very nice, Hardy.
What?
I said that's not very nice.
Miss Crabtree? Oh, no. I'm sorry. I don't think you're a bag.
I should hope not. Are you coming to school now?
Yes.
He ought to get spanked real hard.
Okay, coming up to round out the hour, we have some Robin Hitchcock with Man with a Light Bulb Head, which is requested, and some Fugazi with Burning 2, which is also requested, and actually the next band is requested too, a band called Coldwater Army out of Florida. They're going to be playing here May 25th at the Armory. They'll be playing with Engine House, Spray Truck, Hardy Har Har, and Banana Fish. And Coldwater Army is kind of an interesting band. I've heard their CD. You might want to check it out, you know, for the money. It's pretty good. Kind of get a different, interesting band in Auburn, and you need to check it out.
Go on, mock me, laugh at me.
Biggie. Have a little quiet time.
Tolerance, I've tried, but I still have tradition. Damn, loud prayer doesn't cut it. Go pray in a bucket. I need quiet, an aspirin and a half. I received a headache from a blurry man ray photograph. Mr. Thicky.
Tragedy often strikes at unexpected times and in unlikely places. An ordinary island boat tour, the type tourists take every day. The sea is like a dream, and you sail off in search of peace. But the sea is unpredictable. And when those summer storms roll in, they are fierce and merciless. And they have taken the crew and passengers of the SS Minnow, never to be seen again. Among the missing and presumed dead, Gilligan, the skipper, a millionaire, and his wife, a movie star, a professor, and a Marianne, gone.
Ordinary Bunny was no ordinary bunny, though his name was ordinary. He, as he constantly reminded everyone, was not.
I'm not ordinary, see? I'm extraordinary!
And extraordinary Ordinary Bunny was, because not only could he leap like ordinary bunnies, but he could leap tall buildings with a single bound.
Hey, I heard that somewhere before.
Never mind, it's your extraordinary hearing. One day, Ordinary Bunny was minding his own business, generally loafing away the day.
I was not loafing. I was thinking, because his mother is so awful.
The show was fine. Well, the ten shows, I was fine. I was human, and I was just the most time thing. The show was fine. And she was sharp. I was interested in asking the thing on the thing.
Yes, who is it?
Pest Control!
Pest Control?
I'm here to exterminate.
I didn't call an exterminator.
Your landlord did. You have silverfish and earwigs.
I don't. And I don't have a landlord.
Let me in.
No.
Come on.
No, you're a Dalek.
No, I'm a licensed pest control technician. The chemicals we use are safe and non-toxic to humans.
No, no, no. You're a Dalek and you want to exterminate me.
Be a sport. Let me exterminate you!
No!
You'll earn Dalek reward points, receive discounts on your favorite products!
I'll be dead. And I don't have a Dalek rewards card anyway.
Would you like to apply for one?
No, not today.
Let me in, please!
No!
There's a sketchy-looking chap in the street looking at me!
You're just going to exterminate me?
Yes, professionally and painlessly! If you miss the limited time offer, you'll regret it.
I think you need to leave.
I can't. I have a quota. My supervisor will fire me. I'm trying to work my way through college. I am also selling magazine subscriptions.
That I really don't need.
Modern Photography or Us Weekly, maybe?
No.
Okay. I'm leaving. You can open your door and check.
I'm not gonna fall for that.
Okay. I'll make a deal with you. Let me exterminate you, and then you can do me.
Oh, come on.
Do you have pets?
Yes, a cat.
Send the cat out.
No.
I'm trying to compromise here, but you're giving me nothing to work with.
Just go away.
You Daleks are trouble.
That's so racist.
No, it isn't.
Daleks are a race. You're generalizing like we're all murderous monsters.
Well, aren't you?
Yes, but only we're allowed to say that, not you.
Oh, sorry.
And your toilet plunger is cultural appropriation.
Oh, right.
And your whisk.
Look, I'm sorry, Dalek Bugman, but you have to leave.
All right, but I'm slipping my card under the door. Any referrals are appreciated.
FMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope 91.9 in Rockland County in New York City, New York, and online, WFMU.org. You can do this, Hardy. Worldwide, Freeport Radio, the way that you, oh, Lord.
Latest recording on Electro Musician, WEA International. An album called Observations, and it's a ballad entitled Arroyo.
Hello?
Why did it take you so long?
I was doing...
Yeah, listen. We've been missing each other for some time now. And I don't know what to do about it.
Mm-hmm. I know, but...
Look, the travel, the job, it all keeps me away from you. I realize I haven't been all I could or should be. And I really wouldn't blame you for seeing someone else.
You know, we get involved in so many things. We get caught up giving things, buying things, in place of love and affection.
But I bought you those things because I care.
You bought those things because you're not here.
Oh, where do you keep the ice?
I'd rather be with you.
So rare, the way we